One more time, good evening, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. It's 5:54. The Aggies came back to town yesterday to unpack from Tallahassee and repack for Omaha. Packing for the College World Series is always interesting for the players, the coaches, and the fans, because somebody's going to take too much. You see, everyone is optimistic, and that means that everyone packs as if they'll be one of the two teams to make it to the best 2 out of 3 championship series, and that means to stay in Omaha for 11 or 12 days. The double elimination play in the two separate divisions will start this Saturday, and then the final game of the College World Series will be June 28th or the 29th. And the Aggies have reason, just as much as anyone else, to be confident that they'll be one of those teams, even though the rest of the teams include such squads as South Carolina, the defending champion who beat UCLA last year for the title, Virginia, the number one ranked and the number one seed, and California, a team that's in Omaha for the first time since 1992. Aggies, though, do have two good pitchers, Ross Stripling and Michael Wacha, and the Aggies could have a good chance if they stay in the winner's bracket. Here's Rob Childress.
Well, certainly so. As long as we can stay in that winner's bracket, we're going to be just fine. And, you know, as long as we're swinging the bats the way we have, I think I like our chances up there with the two guys that we've got starting.
The other division, of course, is Texas, who is going to Omaha for a record 34th time. Florida's back for a 7th time in a 2nd straight year. North Carolina was at Rosenblatt 4 straight years from 06 to 09. And then there's Vanderbilt, a first-timer at the College World Series. Well, progress has been reported in the NFL labor dispute, with both sides getting together for talks at an undisclosed location in Maryland. Team owners have been told to be ready to extend their one-day meetings in Chicago next week, although an end to the lockout is not thought to be imminent. Brazos Valley Bombers are back on the road tonight after 3 straight wins. Yeah, they beat Victoria twice, including 3-1 last night at home. They'll play the Copperheads tonight and tomorrow. Be back home Friday and Saturday to host the Alexandria Aces. The Vancouver Canucks could host the Stanley Cup for the first time tonight if they can win at home. They'll host Boston for Game 7 of a championship series in which the home team has come out on top each of the previous 6 games. 3-time series champ Darrell Waltrip and Cale Yarborough are among 5 who have been selected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. They're joined by 8-time series champion crew chief Dale Inman, 9-time modified champion Rich Evans, and pioneer driver Glenn Wood. Former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor spoke for the first time since the scandal that brought down his coach Jim Tressel, and it was an apology.
Coach Jim Tressel, a special shout out. I'm sorry for what all went down, and I apologize with all my heart. I love you just like a father. You taught me a lot, and I apologize for putting you in a situation and taking you out of a job and a place that you love to be. I regret the fact that you're not there anymore, and I regret the fact that I'm not there anymore.
Most of the top golfers in the world are getting ready for tomorrow's opening round of the U.S. Open at the Congressional Country Club just outside Washington. Of course, former number one Tiger Woods will not be there as he is still nursing those lingering leg injuries. But you always got to look for Phil Mickelson. He's looking at the Open.
I believe that I'm playing some good golf. Ball striking wise, it's been the best I think it's ever been in the last 3, 4, 5 months. I feel like if I play well, I know what it takes to be in contention here.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban's idea to celebrate an NBA championship with something other than a ring is being soundly rejected by his players and his coach. A parade is tomorrow through downtown Dallas. The Mavs picked up the title Sunday, beating the Heat in Miami. Winning a ring has been a topic of conversation all season for this club because none of the 15 players have ever won one. Cuban, though, called the rings old school and done, adding that he wanted to take it to the next level and do something different. Well, but Coach Rick Carlisle, he's won one as a member of the 1986 Boston Celtics. He said, you win an NBA championship, you've got to have a ring. MVP Dirk Nowitzki said that he'd vote for a ring, too. I bet there's going to be a ring. Phil Steele's magazine, the first college football preseason magazine, is out, and there's a top 10 pick for Texas A&M. He says the Aggies are preseason number 8 in the country, Alabama number 1, OU number 2, Texas number 18. There's a lot more magazines to come out. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's your look at sports. We'll see you in the morning with the Infomaniacs. We start at 6. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.